Well, congratulations. Clear here at the Alltech World Equestrian Games. I mean, that looked just a superb round.
Well, thank you. I thought he just went beautifully. I got a little conservative near the end of the course, seeing some of the problems that people had earlier. And darn it on the clock. But, you know, I'm still thrilled with his ride.
Are you disappointed with getting those few time penalties?
Well, of course I am. Put it just a little bit in a better position, wouldn't it, without the time penalties. But still a good round. I'm really pleased with him.
He just looks so super. I mean, just jumps fence to fence. Looks so easy. Or you make it look so easy. What's the feeling like?
He's an amazing cross-country horse, you know, and you get him turned on. He has a gallop like no other horse, and he's so rideable and adjustable. You know, he's always right there with you mentally, and very quick to be rated back to the fences and go forward again. I just, you know, it's a great feeling.
And great, you know, World Equestrian Games here on home turf to put in such a good performance.
Yeah, I had so many people cheering us on the whole way around the course, and it was just a wonderful feeling to be able to give them a good ride.
And I mean, what does this horse mean to you? I mean, he's been such a good servant for a number of years.
He has. You know, we've been partners for 8 years, and I'm always struggling to live up to him.
And looking ahead to tomorrow, currently lying in second position, show jumping, is that a strong phase for him?
You know, we've had a history of problems in the show jumping that have been steadily improving throughout his career. And with the help of Katie Prudon, I'm very optimistic for tomorrow and excited to go in there and have another shot at it.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.